commandment, kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe.
Now, B'nai Yisrael did the way Hashem commanded them. It says already they did the right way. For the Gemara Lamayativ, so, vayirgumu oisoy evin mayavdulei. Once you're dashing the word v'yotziyu, so you should dash near also the pasuk of vayirgumu oisoy evin. What do you do with this pasuk? Rashi says, Elamayativ, the drashta v'yotziyu, dorish nami v'yirgumu. Once you're dashing near also this pasuk. So, Mar says, true. Humi boilei, here we need this pasuk at the time like we learned. Vayirgumu oisoy, we stone him v'yevin. We stone him with the pasuk of vayirgumu oisoy v'yevin. So we dash now, oisoy, we stone him for loyd asusoy. Means when we give the person skila, he's not wearing anything. We do not stone his clothing, we stone him when he's orim. That's one drasha. Oroy v'loyd asusoy. We stone the person when he's orim, undressed, and without any clothing on. Then the pasuk says, evan. We use one stone. So evan is mashma, shemeis b'evan achas yotish. No, the person dies after one stone, that's enough. Shemeis b'evan achas yotish. Now, the Yitzchak Lenicht of Evin, the Yitzchak Lenicht of Avonim. There's another passage that says, Avonim, that you have to use stones. If a Mekoshes, by Mekoshes, it says the Avonim. What's the two? So, by Mekal, it says Lashon of Evin, one stone, and by the Pash of Mekoshes, here it says stones. So, it's like this. Di Kosar Achimon Evin, if we only say the passage used one stone, Havamina Hechad Deloy Meis Bechodo. Let's say you took one big stone and you threw it at the guy. And he didn't die. So I would have thought to say, you know what? Loi neis yachrit. You do not have to bring another one, I would have thought to say. Yeah, umikla. I would say you don't have to bring another one. I was saying just one stone is enough. That's it. If you don't get it after one stone, that's it. Because Rachmana no avonim to teach us that if you do not kill him with one stone, you still have to bring more stones. Now, the Kosar Rachmana avonim with Torah would just said avonim plural, have amina. Mikora neis tarte. You always have to have at least two stones. Even if you kill the guy with one stone, maybe still you have to throw a second stone. Maybe it's still a mitzvah to throw a second stone. Kosar Rachmana Torah says, no, Evan. The teachers know it's enough one stone if you kill him. That's the two psukim. If you kill the guy with one stone, you make the mitzvah. If not, you have to use as many stones as you need until you kill him. For the Gemara, V'ahai Tana Nermakomer, like, who's this? This is Rav Papa. Rav Papa says he dashes it from psukim. The question is, the Tana before says it's not from Sukkim, but I learned it out from Gzeira Shava, like from Purim Hanes Rofin. So how could Rav Papa argue on Tanoim? So Marian says, Elo and Nemakomer. Rav Papa just means to say, the Tanoim just means to say, if it wouldn't have said in the Pasuk, I would learn it out from a Mamatinu. Welcome, this is what they mean to say. Elo and Nemakomer, the Pasuk would have said it, the Yisema would have said, I would have thought to say, Gzeira Shava. Here's Gzeira Shava. But Achshav Shenemakor, now that I have a pasuk, you should know Gzeira Shava Letzorach. I do not need the Gzeira Shava. Senech Nami, the Pope is not coming to argue on the Tanoim. They're just saying without a Gzeira Sakasiv, I will know it from the Hekish. But the Pope says there's often the Torah says it clearly. You have to take out from all three machnas. Ravashi Yom Ravashi says no. Moshe or like this. Moshe Echad V'Yosef. Where was Moshe sitting? The Machna Leviya. That's where Moshe lived in the Machna Leviya. The Yom Le'Rachmon of the Torah said to Moshe, Hoitzi Yeshe Mekalo, Chusla Machna Leviya. Take him out of the Machna Leviya, Ami Chusla Machna. And then it's in the second time. Ami Chusla Machna means Chusla Machna Yisrael. That's where we learn that from. It says, Hoitzi Yeshe Mekalo, Chusla Machna. And then it says, El Mi Chusla Machna, which means to even out of Machna Yisrael. So from this pasuk alone, I know it means even outside Machna Yisrael. It's only more the question, V'yotziya, when the pasuk says, V'yotziya samakalal, what do you need it for? L'yasiya, to tell us that they did what they were supposed to. For the Gemara, asiya that they did, the head yiksa, the Torah says clearly, V'hu, uvnei yisal osu, kashativ Hashem as Moshe, says already. The Gemara says, Nohu mi boilei, chodel l'smicha, v'chodel l'dchiya. I need to teach you that they did exactly all the lachas they're supposed to. That there's a special mitzvah of smicha. That means the people standing there, they have to put the head of their hands on top of the man that gets gila. And also chad l'tchiyah, that the agent himself has to push him off. To tell us even these two things also, they did. That there's a mitzvah smicham, all the bnei Yisrael around there have to put the hand on top of the person that's getting gila. And also the chiyah, the agent has to push him off, push him down from the second story. Oh, malei rabbon ravashi, lididoch, according to your pshat, Rashi said, the drash that you darshin, hoitzoyis v'yapin nafshei, v'yal mechus l'matna v'yapin nafshei, you say, hoitziyu is one drasha. And then when it says, al mechus l'matna is another drasha, is so kol hani hoitziyu d'chsiv of Purim Hanes Rofin, my drashtabu. In the parasha of Purim Hanes Rofin, when we burn it outside the Gimel Machlois, It says a lot of time there the word Hoytziyu. So according to you, that's therefore drasha over here by Mekala, by Skila. What do you do with the words by Hoytzi, by Purim and Nisrafim? Most of Shrul Kasha, that's a good Kasha. Though they are the words, I do not know how to dash them. Then the Mishnah says, Esobaymit. That what, even after Bezdin Paskas Achiyah Skila, one person stands by the door of Bezdin, and in case they find the schus, they wave down the person on the horse, and the guy on the horse runs all the way down to try and save him. Omer Afuna, Chitli, this much is Pasha to me, Echot Evan Sheniska Boy, the actual stone that Bezdin uses to stone somebody, the Echot Eitz Shenitla Boy, you have to give somebody hang a person. The stone, the wood they used to stone, to hang him on, the Echot Saif, the sword they used to kill him with, Shenarek Boy, the Echot Sudir, they strangle him with a handkerchief, Shenechnech Boy, Kula Mishal Tziba. She do have to pay for these, the weapons Bezdin used, Havada comes Mishal Tziba. My time, what's the reason? We don't tell this person, you know what, you pay. We're going to kill you, and you give us the money for the sword. You give us the money for the handkerchief. Why? Because that's a swear. We don't tell the guy, pay money. Zil v'liklenashi. And we're going to kill you with your own money. That's a swear that we do not make you pay for the stone, for the knife, for the suda. But, boy, Rav Huna, we'll ask a question like this. Suda shemanifim boy. The Mishnah says, though, we do a taiva fin is, that there's one person standing by the door of Bezdin with a handkerchief to wave down the next guy down there on the horse that's waiting, and in case they find the schus in Bezdin, they wave down the guy on the horse, the guy on the horse runs to try and stop them. So who has to pay for the handkerchief they wave down with and with the source, with the horse, with the horse, with the sus? The sus sherutz, and the horse that's running now, umamidim and stops them, mishal me, who has to pay for this extra horse and for the handkerchief to wave down? Kivun, that's all of the day, since it's for his sake to save him, midideyu, it's a story, he should have to pay for it. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivun, the Vedina, Machaivina, Lenevet Bo, Hatzolo, since it's a din upon Bezdin, the Bezdin has to have Tzilu Aseda. Bezdin always has to try and save him, so Bezdin has to have this. If so, midideyu, if Kashrut come from Bezdin, Bezdin has to pay for these things. That's the Shaila. Who has to pay for them? Tesu, another question also. Hodi Omer Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi. Omer Rav Chizda Hayoytzi Lahorik. If when we go to kill somebody, when Bezdin goes to kill somebody, Mashkinos, we give him to drink, Kerit Shal Levona B'Kosho Yayin. We give him a cup of wine, and inside it there's a little kernel of Levona. Why? Because they share Titra of Daita. We want to make it easy upon the guy. Here we're going to kill the guy. The guy's getting all nervous, going crazy already. So why don't I calm him down and give him a tranquilizer? To calm him down before he gets his Misa. So before he gets his capital punishment, we give him some wine to drink. Shneimer, the pasuk says, "Tenu sheichel yovid." Give sharp wine to drink the person that's going already. Yovid, carry has a chiv misa ready. The yain to drink regular wine. The more nefesh, someone that feels bad, they should drink wine. It'll boost them up a little bit. The tanya learn like this: Noshim mikoros, the shema ladies, the tzadikis, shev yushlayim and yushlayim, hoyu misnadvois. They used to bring a present. Or meviyas taisim, they used to give it. The wine for a present to these people that would be killed. Now, let's say the ladies were not donated. Mishami, who would have to pay for this special wine that we serve the person that's about to get skila? So Mar says, Havadi mistavra the svar mishal tibur. The svar of the tibur has to pay for it. Kivun nechsiv tenu. Since the pasuk says tenu sheikhar midatu, that they have to pay for it. So this much, the tibur has to pay for it. But the first child of my says, not so pushin. Who pays for the horse? Who pays for the waiver? Boyim le Ravacha barhunim Rav Sheshes. Omer echad mitamidim. Let's say one of the tamidim, not the 23 dayonim, but the tamidim sitting in front of the bezdin. Yesh l'lamad alachus. Listen, I have a reason to say that the person you said is chayiv misa should be potter. And you know what happened? V'nishtatu. And the guy became paralyzed. He couldn't talk anymore. Now, what's the lofa? The guy can't talk. But he says he has a reason to say the guy should be free. So are we supposed to be afraid if he was able to talk, he would tell us and we can't kill him? Or maybe no. Now that he didn't say it, we have a right to kill. So Manafach Rashesh blew in his hand. Manafach Rashesh Biyodei. Nishtak. If he kept quiet, Afilu Echad B'Soif Olam Nami. If you're going to be afraid to say that, since he maybe would say a schus, we can't kill him, so he should always be afraid maybe someone on the other side of the world would also come and say a schus for him. Like, we're not afraid of that. Here also. As long as Bezdin did not hear the schus, we're not afraid there's a schus. Mar says, no, hosam loy komar. Over there, nobody's around. Nobody even said they have a schus. But hoch over here, komar. This Talmud says, listen, I have a reason to say his potter. Just he became paralyzed, he couldn't say it. So my, what's the halacha? Toshma kamenir. Yom Rabbi Yosi Bachanino echod min atamidim shazicha. If one of the tamidim said, I have reason to say he should be potter, umeis, and right away the Talmud died before he had a right to say, Raya noisi kiluchai, v'yayimidim koimai. We look as if he's still alive, and he's still standing in the koimai. So here the case was echod tamidim shazicha. He took a paskin that he's potter, and then he died. So he says, since he already gave his sack to his potter, even though he died, we leave it that he holds his potter. So diik is zicha in, only because the diet said his das. He said that I hold his potter. But lay zicha, if he didn't say clearly I hold his potter, but he only said I have a reason to say why he should be potter, lay, then it doesn't help. So here you see, if he just says I have a reason, and we don't hear it, it means nothing. So one says, maybe no, there's no proof. Lay, I'll tell you. Zicha, if the diet says clearly I pass him that he's potter, and then he dies, so pshitali, that's poshid, that since he said he's potter, that's one vote that he's potter. But Omar, if the Talmud just said, I have a reason, and they didn't say it yet, that's Tiberla. There we have a good doubt whether we believe him or not. Then it says, Afilahu, even if the person himself says, I have a reason why I should be potter, if we listen to him, we bring him back into Bezdin. Tomorrow says, V'yafilu parm rishayinu shniya, that only if he has good substance do we bring him back, if not, for a tani, we learn like this, parm rishayinu shniya, ben sheish ramesh advor, ben sheish ramesh advor, machziru noisai. The first and second time that the Baal Dov himself says, listen, I have a reason to say why I'm potter, even though he has no real words, still, we bring him back. Mikan v'elech yetzer, the second time, then it depends. In Yesha, mamish v'dvor, if he has a good reason to say why he's potter, machzirunas, then we bring him back to Bezdin. But ain't mamish v'dvor, if he has no good reason, just Tam says he wants to be potter, ain't machzirunas, then we don't bring him back. So what's the kasha? Our mishnah's mashma, that even the first two times it's only if he has a good reason. Or my forefather says, no, tirgum on mi parm shniya v'elech yetzer, our mishnah also means, only after the second time. Then we only bring him back if he really has a good reason. But if he just says, I want to be potter, that means nothing. But the first two times we bring him back, even though he doesn't have a good reason right now. How do we know this? How do we know if he has a good reason or not? The Torah says that when we take him to be killed, we send along two tamnichom also. That therefore they listen to what he has to say. He has a good reason. He says, I was a little shikah then. I was a shaykh then. I didn't really mean it. We listen to him. In. If he doesn't have any good reason, then we don't bring him back. So the question is, so the linslem nikaris, so even the first two times when we send him out, also we should badafka send two tamidim chachamim with him, and therefore we'll see that if he has words, if he has some meaning to what he's saying, we'll bring him back. But if the guy just screams out, I'm potter, we should not bring him back, even the first two times. Someone says, no, that's a smart ready. Agav de boyis loimotzi yoma komad yislay. The first two times the guy's very, very nervous. He's being taken out now to be killed. So he pushes, can't talk, the guy's too nervous. So therefore, as long as he says, I want to be free, we bring him back. Because now he's too nervous to say any reasons. So we'll bring him back to Bez, and maybe there will calm down, and he'll be able to tell us a good reason. But if he was brought back already twice, and even there in Bez, he has no good reason, so a third time already, we said the guy's a phony, and he doesn't have any good reasons, then we'll let him be killed. Only after the third time, after the second time, if he has a good reason why he should be potter. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if later on we found the reason to say that he's potter, patrua? Or even right away, let's say Bezdin paskins that he has a schus, we free him. V'yim lav, yot lifko. That means after. Even after they sent him, they brought him back. When they bring him back, if we find out really he's potter, we'll let him go free. But if not, we send him back out again to get skila. Uchruz yaitzei. They make an announcement in front of him, Leponov ish plenty this person, Ben plenty the son of so-and-so. Yaitzelist is being killed now, from Bezdin. Why? Al-Sha'ovra Averu. We make this announcement, he's being killed because he killed with Mechal HaShabbos. Sha'ovra Averu. Plenty, he did this Averu. O plenty, you plenty Edom. Reuven is Shimra to Edom. And therefore, what are we telling this for? That Kol Mi Sheyadeo Leschus. If anybody knows to make a schus out of this, to say that those Edom were phony, the Edom was Leimim, or to say that they were there, they saw it into the Averu, Yavi V'Yilam and Olav. Anybody that knows the schus should come and try and save the guy. You also have to say that the very was done at this day, at this time, and at this place. Why? Because if you tell exactly where and when it took place, maybe two other Edim could make the first two Edim Zenimim. And we want to try and save the person. That's why we say this. Now our Gemara just says the Akrub yes, lefonav in mikor loy. Only right before, not before. Rashi says mikor loy means aboyim yom kodim. We did not go back 40 days before. Now the census took out a Gemara here. Some Gemaras have a census here with Yoshka. Now where does Rashi get a lashon of 40 days here from? That in the census that they took out of the Gemara, there's a Gemara here that says about Yoshka, that they killed Yoshka on Erev Pesach it was. And by Yoshka, they made an announcement 40 days beforehand. That's the Gemara saying only by Yoshka they did it. But normal, we don't do it 40 days in advance. The other Gemara goes on to say that Yoshka had five Talmidim with him, Matis faced the five Shmos there, and they also got killed. Okay. Fond of him, Mikarolai. Taita. Omer Shuba Levi. Kol Hazardeach Es Yitzroi. Somebody kills his Yetzirah. Rashi says, Yachesh Shesisa Lachlein. After the Yetzirah,